This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, let's continue with these clips again. They are going to be coming in. This has already been a hearing ongoing for multiple hours. It is still ongoing, and Merrick Garland is just getting roasted. Roasted. And so that's all good, and the clips are good, and him feeling the pressure for his injustice department and his dereliction of duty, but I mean, there needs to be investigations into him. He needs to be subpoenaed. He needs to be impeached. Or, I think more importantly, Congress needs to remember the flowchart of power in Washington, D.C. They are in charge. They can shut this whole thing down. So all this lip service that we're getting from these Republicans, hey, that's good. I support that. Two thumbs up. But let's not forget, you can shut this whole thing down tomorrow. And you know how corrupt it is, and you know that's probably what needs to happen. So maybe it's time you start talking like that. Here's Thomas Massie bringing up the Ray Epps phenomenon to Merrick Garland in clip 20.
You're citing the Constitution. I'm going to cite it. It's our constitutional duty to do oversight. Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago. When I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol, can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years.
I mean, let's just pause it right here, folks. He has no personal knowledge of this matter. Do you realize how absurd that is? Yeah, I have no personal knowledge. I have this video list in front of me. See this video list, guys? You can doc cam it, too, maybe. I mean, this is how ridiculous this is. This is the Alex Jones Show video list for September 20th, 2023. And so if somebody came in here and said, hey, do you know about this video clip here about with Jim Jordan? I have no knowledge of this video list. I have no knowledge of this video list. Well, of course I have knowledge of this video list. I'm the host of the show. It's sitting on my desk. Continue.
Hey, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps, and yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it. I yield the balance of my time to Chairman Jordan.
May I answer the question?
I'm going to ask you one now. We'll let the gentleman.
Yeah.
Go ahead. But
I'm a sniveling weasel.
The discovery in the cases that were filed with respect to January 6th, the Justice Department prosecutors provided whatever information they had about the question that you're asking. With respect to Mr. Epps, the FBI has said that he was not an employee or informant of the FBI. Mr. Epps has been charged, and there's a proceeding, I believe, going on today on that subject.
The charge is a joke. I yield to the chairman.
The time the gentleman has expired, the chair recognizes the gentleman from California.
All right. We've got more on this coming up. Folks, keep in mind, this is the Attorney General Merrick Garland. This is the Justice Department that is trying to lock me up for my speech. This is the Justice Department with U.S. attorneys that file sentencing memos that misrepresent the facts to try to lock me up and put me on a continued probation. So I'm going to be, what, am I going to be on probation for the rest of my life? Is that the deal? Am I supposed to live in fear of the U.S. government the rest of my life? Am I supposed to shut up? Am I supposed to be silent because Merrick Garland and the Justice Department want to put me in jail for my speech? Is that the deal here? Yes, that's exactly the deal. But it's not just Owen Schroyer. It's every American. It's every member of the media. They don't want you to say anything about the corrupt government or they'll throw your ass.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Risking my very life hosting this show because of Merrick Garland and the Justice Department that want to criminalize free speech in this country. And we are now joined by Michael Yon, who, well, I'll say is in an undisclosed location. If he wants to share his location, I'll leave that up to him. He's doing some fearless work right now covering the illegal immigration pipeline. And so, Michael, I've been following your work, obviously, for the last couple weeks with you down in the Darien Gap and other areas. The amount of footage that you've captured alone is historic. Not to mention all the other journalists that are covering this as well. And when you combine it all, the story is pretty clear. The Biden administration is facilitating an illegal immigration pipeline. The Biden administration is facilitating human trafficking. The Biden administration is facilitating an invasion of the country. And so, Michael, I leave it up to you. Do you want to begin with you capturing on footage cash deals, illegal immigrant coyote cash deals? Or maybe you want to start on the literal boatloads of illegal immigrants that you've caught on camera? Maybe it's the train loads that we've seen coming in. I'm overwhelmed by it, just like our southern border is. Michael Yon, where do you want to start?
Hey, Owen, I've been following your case. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, you've been fighting it out, duking it out very courageously, but obviously could end up in the dungeon. I mean, this is really dark ages, the United States.
Yeah, yeah, I'll spend more time in jail than any of these illegal immigrants will.
Almost certainly. And you can see these people. I made this video the other day in a place called Las Blancas in Darien Gap. These are people that are just coming out of the gap, unvetted. 3,000 to 4,000 a day right now, 82,000 last month, but now the numbers have increased, and they're increasing week by week at this point. And I'm going to show you Highway 1. Highway 1 is right here. I'm with Ann Vanderston. We just stopped on the highway on the way to Panama City. We're looking into some canal issues at this point. And by the way, we've had so many problems with palms that we're using Starlink now. I called up Tina from sat123.com, and she sent me a Starlink.
So if it wasn't for Elon Musk's Starlink technology, you wouldn't even be able to get this news out.
Nope. It was sat123.com actually sent me a Starlink. So it's running in the back of that truck with an EcoFlow, if you can believe that. So, I mean, it's amazing. We could set it up in 1 minute. It took maybe 2 minutes by the time it was booted up. So anyway, so we just pulled over on this restaurant to get the hit with you. And this is Highway 1. This is Highway 1 right here. This is the highway that goes all the way from Uvita at the end of the Darien Gap. We're just down there. And it goes, well, you can go to anywhere in the United States from this thing. So right now, this is where all the migrants come to, right here. All the aliens come right on this road, Highway 1. They come up in about probably 60 buses today, about 60, roughly 5 dozen. They'll go to the Costa Rica border. They're allowed to go into Costa Rica now without showing their passports. In fact, there's one now. And so that might be that's a local bus. Okay. Anyway, it's the same sort of bus, but that's a local bus. But so Yeah, at this rate, they're building more infrastructure. The United States government is paying for a lot of this, openly paying for it. It's not hidden whatsoever. And paying for the camps. The United States is paying. Our flag is in those camps. I'm in those camps often. And now this year, the flows of last month was 82,000, according to the Panamanian government. Aliens came through Highway 1, 82,000, right? And I would strongly bet that next year it'll be over a million in 2024, because I'm watching the camps being built. For instance, we just, about 5 days ago, we were out in the Darien Gap near a village called Las Blancas. There's a new camp being built by Las Blancas. Las Blancas is a village of Embra Indians I go out to pretty frequently, and that's way out in the Darien Gap. It takes 3 hours or 4 hours by Piragua canoes and Chinese. I made that video last week. They're building a new camp out there. So a few days, about 4 days ago or 5 days ago, we were out there, and about more than 100 Embra, that's a camp I droned last night, actually. That's San Vicente camp right down this road. So, they're building a new camp out there that's multiples bigger than that one. I'd say seven times bigger, roughly. And, easily seven times bigger. This new camp is going to be big enough for, it's about 13 acres so far, but we saw over 100 Embra Indians out there with their machetes cutting the jungle down to make a new camp. That's why I'm not just randomly saying that I think at least a million people will come down this road next year. I mean, last month alone was 82,000, and this is rainy season, right? And so I think whenever I give an estimate like this, it's usually pretty conservative. If you go back and you audit this at the end of 2024, you'll probably see it's some number far higher than a million. And so that's it. This is the invasion. This is not the only place where invasion takes place. You're down on the border a lot. You know what you've seen. I've been down there with you. I mean, and so there's many other flows that join besides the Darien Gap. There's flows through, of course, many of the Chinese will fly to Cancun first, or they'll fly to Mexico City first. Many will fly to, actually, Bahamas, and they're coming up on Florida shores in boats that they buy in the Bahamas. Of course, we got a lot of people coming over the northern border from Canada, the place formerly known as Canada. And then we have also, again, going back to Central America, many people fly into Nicaragua, many Cubans fly into Nicaragua, and many fly into also El Salvador and other places, and then make their way north. And not only that, I mean, there's places in Guatemala where the villages are essentially empty. I mean, the villages have emptied out, and they're in the United States. I mean, so basically we're getting a bunch of favelas. And you see on that train right there, I think that one goes probably through Piedras Negras. Maybe that's, I've spent a lot of time down there. I'm guessing that's where that one goes through. I didn't make that footage. It's unbelievable. We're going to go into a war, a kinetic war. That's very obvious. We're going to have food shortages. That's very clear. Can you even wake up these days without seeing a food fire or some sort of food disruption, or the FDA or the Department of Agriculture, or somebody closing some chickens down or slaughtering hogs? Or, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And it's not just in the United States. It's in Europe. Often when I leave Panama, I'll fly straight to Europe, to places like Netherlands, to watch the situation there, which is also crucial. And not just that, but the Chinese Communist Party is clearly collapsing in and of itself. I don't know if let me qualify that. I don't know that the Chinese Communist Party is collapsing, but the Chinese economy is collapsing, right? The China is, you see, these jungles are filled with Chinese coming through. Now, you don't see many Chinese come off these boats right here. I would say maybe less than 5%, maybe 3 or 4% of the people coming through here are Chinese, but they go through a different route, not far away, down a different river called Rio Canan. So they come down to a village called Canan Membrillo, and Rio Membrillo, and they go to a village called Canan. And I've been out there many times as well. That's the way that most of the Chinese come through, because the Chinese have more money. They'll take from Colombia, they'll take a boat around, and they go to these Kuna Indian villages. They rent horses out there, actually. So a lot of the Chinese coming in, they're in much better shape. They're not, every day, dozens of people are dying in the jungle. Dozens. We don't know how many, but let's just say, for argument's sake, to be directionally accurate, 3 or 4 dozen. At least 3 dozen, I would say. But we don't actually know. I tell you, the death toll about 3 years ago when I started coming over here was probably 10%. That's just over the top insane. Now it's, I would say, probably 1% or less.
Well, let me just pause you right there. Let me just pause you right there and retreat for a second, because
You bring up the issue of these camps becoming permanent installments and the expansion of them. This is a very important aspect that I think solidifies this is a government-sanctioned, paid-for illegal immigration pipeline that they're now building the camps and making permanent installments. I mean, and by the way, this is a city north of Houston that they're going to turn into an illegal immigrant city. It's a massive infrastructure they're building just outside of Houston, one of the most heavily human trafficked areas known in the United States of America. They're turning it into an illegal immigrant city. The entire thing is going to be an illegal immigrant city. And so, but talk about this permanent installment. I mean, this is stuff that you see for businesses. This would be like if I decide I'm going to start like a basketball camp and maybe I've got 20 kids that want to attend my basketball camp and I'm on some outdoor court in the city and then maybe there's 100 kids and then maybe there's 1,000 kids. And so now I'm building a giant gymnasium. Now I've got a multi-court basketball facility and now I'm running a huge basketball camp because it's a success and it's a money-making thing. This is a business. The government is running the illegal immigrant.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC,
They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People of Netherlands or New York, they're falling for the same traps. You know, the Dutch people are falling for the same traps. They're overwhelmed with migrants now in Netherlands and all over Europe. But Germany, where I was just at recently as well, same thing. Same story almost everywhere, but not Poland, not Hungary, not Czech Republic or Slovakia, because they didn't fall for it. But Sweden sure did, and Sweden's going to die. They're going to pay a very heavy price. They will die from this. I don't know how Sweden. I don't see enough testosterone in Sweden.
Well, did you see the Italian island? There's an Italian island of. I want to make sure that I get the name of this right. Lampedusa, Italian island with about roughly 6,000 Italians that live there. They have now been overwhelmed with almost 10,000 illegal immigrants from Africa. They've overwhelmed the population on one Italian island.
Some fish don't mix well in the same aquarium. And a lot of people are getting these cultural enrichment right now. For instance, I was just watching some cultural enrichment in Las Blancas camp the other day where the Venezuelans and the Afghans almost went at it. This was down this road, back down about 4 hours out in the jungle. The day before that, it was Haitians versus others. And, you know, it's every day. There's a lot of violence in these camps because of the muck. The Center Front, who is the Panamanian Border Patrol, they're extremely professional. And they calm things down. They're very good at it. But they're also outnumbered. And you know, you get a bunch of Haitians together with a bunch of Venezuelans and Afghans, man, it's game on. And so, you know, you see a lot of pushing matches. You see, at one point when I was out there with Ann the other day, we were looking for an escape route just in case because things were getting really riled up and they were starting to push each other around. It's coming. You'll see one of the things that you'll see, for instance, in Japan right now, Kurds, who might love, I spend a lot of time with Kurds, I get along with them very great, but the Kurds, once you get a bunch of Kurds together, they start fighting each other. It's not just Kurds fighting Turks or Kurds fighting Arabs, it's Kurds fighting Kurds.
Well, and let's be clear about this, too. This is a Trojan horse, and I'm not saying it's like the Trojan horse where a bunch of people are going to jump out, military people, to engage in a kinetic war. This is an economic Trojan horse. Oh, these are just migrants. They're classified as migrants, so they get to roam about and get free stuff wherever they go. But see, then you have, and this is the mayor unironically telling the truth about the situation, but missing the bigger picture because he's a Democrat and he's not very smart. New York Mayor Eric Adams sounds alarm on migrant crisis, warns a financial tsunami is ahead. The mayor warned that the city department will likely see budget cuts to address the anticipated $12 billion price tag of the migrant crisis. And he says it will destroy New York City. Eric, it's not just New York City. It will destroy the entire United States. Why don't they see this? This is the economic Trojan horse of the New World Order. This is the economic Trojan horse of the UN. They are sending them in as quote-unquote migrants, like in a Trojan horse, and then they get unloaded and they crash our economy.
Oh, and you know exactly what's happening, because I watch your show. I mean, this is actual war. This is actual war. This isn't maybe there'll be a war or at least some pushing matches. No, they're coming to kill you. They're coming to kill you and take your home, just like Stalin did with a lot more. It's like Mao did, Pol Pot. It's an old strategy. It's what they did to the Nazis. The Nazis did to the Jews, demonize the Jews, make them wear the sardine, say that the Jews are the ones causing all the problems, and then go take their stuff, right? That's what happens over and over and over. And that's why you have this big hate campaign against Caucasians in the United States. And it's coming. They're going to unleash hell. You're going to have to fight or run or die. I mean, you got that choice as well, because that's what's coming. These people are coming over. Again, I'm being cautiously, when I estimate a million will come up here in 2024, just on this feeder route, just this road right here, this two-lane road, a million will come up that
so,
lane.
So let me
right
ask you
there,
this. Let me ask
right?
you this. They say, Michael, they anticipate it's been somewhere between 4 to 6 million illegal immigrants since Joe Biden has taken office. That's just the numbers and the rough data that we can get. It's about 4 to 6 million. What do you think the real number is?
I don't know, but it's got to be some number far higher than that. I just don't know because there's too many ways to get in. There's the entire northern border, which obviously is massive. And there are a lot of people just landing at the airports. I mean, that are just being allowed in. I mean, what are those numbers? We just don't know. Oh, and the time is going to come. I would not, you know, when the crazy people used to say that the super centers would be used as camps. Well, in Brownsville now, children are being kept in a super center, old Walmart super center. And Vanner Steels is right beside me here. We were just over there. I mean, it's there. It's not conspiracy theory. Anybody can go over there and look. Anybody can go to that camp and look themselves, right? And so that wasn't conspiracy theory, it turns out. It wasn't crazy. It was true. And it's very clear that this route is being developed. The Darien Gap route is being expanded. So the routes from Colombia into Panama are now shorter. They're safer. They're still very dangerous, but they're shorter. They're safer. They're faster to get through. And the infrastructure here, the camps are now larger, and the camps are more efficient, and they're faster. So in other words, you can come out, you can start in Colombia, and you can be down this road in 1 week. You can be literally from Colombia to Costa Rica in 1 week at this point, depending on the brakes and the gap if it's raining hard or whatever, and you get stuck in mud or not.
I mean, this is nuts. This is nuts. It's like, I'm just so floored by this. And I'm trying to find ways to get the sense of urgency here because that's what this is all about. We're trying to raise a sense of urgency. Folks, I'm not telling you to give up. I'm not telling you America's dead. But, I mean, obviously our constitutional republic is at like 1% battery. And obviously this is a consolidated and conscious attack on our country. Folks, my dad used to work in Texas when he was younger. He was a traveling salesman. And he used to tell me he would drive Dallas to Austin, Austin to San Antonio, Austin to Houston, whatever. Those are the routes. And he'd mostly be going off one-lane highways, maybe some two-lane highways. Well, now it's developed because it's a major economic area, and people travel it, and so you develop it. Now you've got two-lane highways and four-lane highways, and you've got businesses and restaurants and towns popping up. That's now the illegal immigration pipeline. They're developing it like it's an economic bomb. But it's not even us. It's not even legal. It's not even America. I mean, how do we get the sense of urgency here, Michael?
Well, Highway 1 is a syringe of poison into the United States, and they're opening up to Colombia. They're hard at work to open up through Colombia. Panamanians don't know that. This is like, you know, even though they're building a bridge down near Uvita, we just drummed it a couple days ago, they're building a bridge across the river for road traffic at this point. So how do we get a sense of urgency? You know, if we have lost already, you would not be shooting my face. I would be, you know, I've traveled this world a lot. I know places where I can go, that sort of thing.
Yeah, all right, Michael, look, I got to take a break. Hold right there. Hold right there, Michael. I got to take a break. I'd love to hear from Ann Vandersteel, too. She's sitting there silently behind you. I'd love to get her take from all this when we come back from break. She's welcome to join us. But I want to talk about that as well. Folks, look. Again, this isn't about I'm giving up, America's dead, look, we're under attack, we're dead, it's time to take action and leave the country. I mean, we might be there in a couple of years. That's not what this is about. This is about the sense of urgency. This is about members of Congress realizing how serious this is. This is about the average American and their awareness level of what's really going on here. This is groundbreaking stuff from Michael Yon. Ann Vandersteel is with us. They're both going to be rejoining us here on the other side. Folks, I haven't even plugged today. The information is more important, but if we don't have the money to stay on air, we can't even get the information out. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the water filters. Get the emergency food supplies. Get the great supplements so that you can stay in the best possible health for your life and longevity. Keep us on the air, folks. This is way too important for us to be off air. InfoWarsStore.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. The trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with extended voice. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we are calling a quick audible. You will be rejoined by Michael, Jan, and Ann Vandersteel coming up in about 15 minutes. We're calling a quick audible to get Jack Posobiec on with us, because he is now dealing directly with the situation and corruption in Ukraine, where they have this hit list that they put American journalists on. And this is the Ukraine that the U.S. government wants to fund. This is the Ukraine that the U.S. government wants to keep at war with Russia. And they put out hit lists with American journalists on it. And now Jack Posobiec's name has ended up on that list. So we're getting in touch with him here shortly. He should be joining us for a couple minutes this segment. Here's a couple other of the headlines. Ukraine will get Abrams tanks soon, according to the Pentagon. And Joe Biden is essentially promising this in front of the UN the other day while Zelensky was there asking for more money. He also was complaining that Russia was even allowed at the UN, calling them terrorists. But, you know, there's a bit of a rub there because, remember, first a Ukrainian missile hit Poland and they tried to blame Russia. It was a Ukrainian missile. Then a Ukrainian missile hit a market and killed people in Ukraine. They tried to blame Russia. Even the New York Times had to admit, nope, that was a Ukrainian missile. I mean, here's the New York Times headline. Evidence suggests Ukrainian missile caused market tragedy. So who's the real terrorist, Zelensky? And it's Zelensky who's going into the outskirts of Ukraine and recruiting men and women to go fight the wars so that the rich oligarchs in Kiev don't have to. And so Jack Posobiec now joins us over the phone. We've got some developments in Ukraine. The man pretending to be a woman who is the alleged spokesperson is apparently now out, but you've now been put on the Ukrainian, the enemies of Ukraine hit list. This is the U.S. government funding this Ukrainian war, and now they're targeting U.S. journalists. Jack Posobiec, your response.
Well, Owen, you know, I look at a day like this where this individual, the spokesman for Ukraine's military, completely illegitimate from the start, placing me on this list and then saying that the Ukrainian intelligence services apparently were going to be used to come after me, to come after other Americans on this list. I think it's a good start that this person has been fired. This mentally insane person who's completely deranged, obviously, has been fired from this position. But remember, Owen, there are still Americans on this list, and there are still Americans that are being held behind bars, held hostage in Ukraine right now. One of them, Gonzalo Lira, who was a blogger that was working in Kharkov, Ukraine, who posted statements that were critical of Zelensky's government, critical of their decisions, and he was arrested for this. And so that is an American blogger that's currently being held hostage in Ukraine right now. Why are we paying money to a country that has an American hostage currently, and that is putting people like myself, like other Americans, on a list? It's a joke, and we should pull every single plug.
Well, I guess it does remain consistent with the Biden administration's domestic policy because they put American journalists, they hold American journalists hostage. They try to incarcerate American journalists like myself. So I guess this is really consistency from the Biden administration. They support the Ukrainian government holding American journalists hostage, and they support the U.S. government holding American journalists hostage like myself. But let me ask you this, with your military intelligence background, how does this individual, Mike Cirillo, and guys, pull up Jack's Twitter account where he put this image up, go from a big-time Barack Obama, big-time public Barack Obama supporter, a bald man, big dude, looks like he works out, nice goatee there. How does he go from that to, I mean, like an SNL skit, dude in a wig pretending to be comms for the Ukrainian military?
You know, Owen, the reason that they're going after you is because they want to shut you up in the United States. They're going after every patriot, every dissident right now. That's why they're cracking down. And you go and look at this individual, Mike Cirillo, who was a failed candidate for Democrat city council in Las Vegas at one point, was trying to infiltrate Republican groups, he claims. He's just some grifter, basically, who said, all right, I can't get in politics. I can't get in Republican, Democrat. Now I'm gonna go trans. Now I'm gonna fly over to Ukraine and be the first trans war correspondent. And actually gets a couple of bylines in the Daily Beast, a super far left rag that everybody's heard of. Then when that starts drying up, because even the people over there started getting sick of his crap,
he decides to go and take it to the next level and pull Malcolm Nance and actually join the Ukrainian military. So here's what's even worse from Big Mike over there.
This is Big Mike.
A lot of Big Mikes running around, apparently. That he's actually under Ukrainian military, whatever their equivalent of the military justice, the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. That means it will be military courts or military adjudication. He's going to be under investigation from the exact same special agency, the SBU, that he was threatening me with.
So there's a lot of Big Mikes apparently in the Obama camp here. But, I mean, seriously, this was worse than an SNL skit. It's like they weren't even trying. They take this big dude and they just put a blonde wig on him and a military uniform. It couldn't have been more ridiculous if it was an SNL skit. You wouldn't even believe it except that we saw it. And so what's next for this individual?
Well, I think what's next is that we need a full investigation of this Ukrainian hit list. We need a full investigation of what Americans are currently on this list. And, of course, if there are Americans like Gonzalo Lira, even ones that we don't know about, because people that have been over there that are on this list have gone over, that are being held hostage, they need to be brought back immediately. That's what needs to happen next. And then furthermore, what we need to do is start asking, why is the United States paying hundreds of billions of dollars to this country that isn't winning in the war? They're in a complete stalemate right now. They're at an armistice. Why aren't we asking them to sue for peace so that we can end the slaughter, the fighting, the killing fields, the child trafficking that's going on with these displaced children? We've got a huge story up at humanevents.com all about
that's
that.
Right. And let me plug that story real quick. Let me plug that for you real quick, Jack. This is on humanevents.com. Arrested child trafficker admits to boarding school used as front for organ harvesting network in Ukraine. A big story you've got. Jack, I know you've got to run. We got about 90 seconds left here. What would you like to say?
Everyone go up to humanevents.com. You can see how they're doing it. Oh, and they're taking poor orphans. They're taking surrogates from the baby factories, and they're putting them on the black market as menus of organs for children coming out of Ukraine. This is what the harvesters use wars and famines and earthquakes and these natural disasters for. And when we can stop one, we must stop one. That's for the good of Ukraine.
And everybody knows that when you have these war-torn areas, human trafficking becomes a massive issue, and the U.S. government cares more about the Ukrainian border than our own border.
Well, that's exactly right. They use the exact same thing on the southern border in the United States right here. That is a child sex trafficking and organ harvesting bonanza right there on our southern border every single day.
And yet we're supposed to give billions of dollars to Ukraine that puts American journalists like Jack Posobiec on a hit list. And then in one of the most ridiculous, unironic, humorous things you've ever seen, they put a giant man in a wig and a Ukraine military uniform and say, look, here's the Ukrainian intelligence officer giving you updates on the war. All right, Jack Posobiec, I know you got to run. Thank you for joining us in short time. And I guess you must be angering the warmongers if they put you on a hit list, brother.
Get upset. We're praying for you, Owen.
All right, there goes Jack Posobiec. Now, when we come back, we're going to be rejoined by Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel, and we're going to talk more about the open southern border that is just, I think it's wide open. I don't know what else to say. It's total criminality down there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Transmission. We're going 1,000 miles per hour. We're now rejoined by Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel. And I just wanted to get her take on all of this because she's down there at the southern border working with Michael Yon as well. And so Ann joins us. And here's my goal right now. I'm not declaring the United States of America is dead. I'm not telling people, hey, you better find a safe haven because the tyrants are here, the communists are here. The invasion is on. That's not my message here today. So if people are taking it that way, I want to be clear. That's not my message. I still believe we can politically, peacefully save this country, but we have to raise the sense of awareness. We have to raise the sense of urgency. And so with everything you've witnessed at the southern border, how do you communicate how serious this issue is to the American people, to our lawmakers, to Congress, to the American media?
You know, and that's a great question because, unfortunately, America is so conditioned to getting oversensitized from the news. We are just getting bombarded with information from the fake news to the real news. It's a constant stream of information. And while that's really good, Americans are also overly burdened with just trying to afford living in America right now. I mean, it costs you $8 for a cup of coffee somewhere. You've got billions and millions of people coming across the border right now that are used to paying 25 cents for a cup of coffee. And, they can live without air conditioning. They can live without power. These are people who are coming from very poor countries. They're used to living off the grid. And we're not you know, they're going to show up and come into your neighborhood and look around and go, hey, that's a pretty nice house over there. I should be able to knock on the door because that's what I do down here. So their whole culture doesn't translate to what we're used to. And Americans are just used to having it their way. Look, that's in the campaign slogan, have it your way, right? Get your hamburger the way you want it. And it's not going to be like that for much longer. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in Texas tweeted out that he thought it was going to be, he's already said between 40 and 50 million illegals have come across the border. I reposted that. I took heat for that from some people. I'm like, hey, those aren't my words. Those are his. But he's in Texas. He should know what the statistics are. And, if, you know, America just isn't going to, unfortunately, understand how hot the fire is until they touch the stove or the stove gets put in their face. And that's what's happening. This hot stove is getting transported right up the Pan-American Highway here at ever-increasing speed, and it's going to be in their face really soon. And, you know, the reports that we just are getting right now from Brandon House, right? I spoke to him last night. He just called us a little while ago. FEMA just put a ham radio tower, Owen, in the middle of the Midwest. And this was an urgent request from FEMA, okay, the Federal Emergency Management Association. Those demons put up a ham radio tower that reaches around the world, and they needed it done before the end of the month. The people that they contracted with said, hey, you know, we can get these in the schedule, la, la, la. They paid three times the actual going rate for that tower because they needed that tower functional before the end of the month. So what does that tell you when they need to have calm? They're talking about this EBS test, right, that's coming up in October, early October. You've got the PSAs going out to the Department of Homeland Security in New York City. Be prepared, you know, start practicing your nuclear radioactive fallout, your shelters, all your protocols. The billionaires are building, you know, world-class, you know, multi-million-dollar, dugouts for them to go and hide it and, you know, get fallout shelters, get away and have airtight preservation for them and their families for 10 months supplied with food. Heck, one of the billionaires we heard about had a yacht off the coast of the Mediterranean that goes below waterline, has a dugout shelter there, you know, for him to be completely self-contained with his family and 10 months of food. The government's talking about having 6 months of backup power supplies and food and currency, money. So what does this tell you that's coming when the government is broadcasting this across their different networks that, frankly, none of the Americans are reading because they're too busy with their Instagram and their social media and, the dumb crap on TV? Yeah, I hate to say it. You know, we're going to lose a lot of Americans. The Deagle Report talks about the decrease in U.S. population by 2025, 68%. Well, you lose power for 3 months or 6 months. A lot of people are going to die, Owen. And unfortunately, like the jabs, until people start dying suddenly around you, we just as Americans just never seem to wake up because we're too comfortable with our stupid Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah. The ease of access and the comfort level has a lot of Americans in a trance. The football games, the Kim Kardashian fake boobs and everything else. And so...
Right.
You know, and this is what's shocking to me, because it's frustrating. I take my case, for example. I'm sitting in a courtroom, and I've got a judge, and I've got prosecutors, and I've got a whole legal system trying to jail me for free speech, right? And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, look, I get it. You're doing this for political points, or you're doing this because you want to keep your conviction rate good, and you're trying to climb a ladder or whatever. And it's like, don't you understand there's not going to be a country? Don't you understand that you throwing Owen Schroyer in jail, I'm the one fighting for you. You're not going to be able to afford groceries if they're even available. You're not going to be able to afford an energy bill if there's even power to be turned on. And it's like I have this whole system and the people inside it like bearing down on me. And I'm like, hey, I'm not the one turning off your power. I'm not the one opening your borders. I'm not the one destroying the future for your lineage. It's like, what? And so it's this frustration that it's like even smart people, even people in the system that are a part of this, it's like they don't even get what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, Owen, and in some aspects, first of all, brother, man, I feel for you what you're going through, because that thought, you know, the thought police, the thought crimes, the free speech police are coming at you hard, and it's getting a lot of press. And thank God it's getting a lot of press, because people got to wake up from their slumber. But at the same token, sometimes don't you wonder when they attack you the way they do, because I've been under, you know, the firing squad and I'm getting phrases rolled against. And they start to really publish articles about it. Is it because they need a distraction? Sort of like this government shutdown, which we need the government to get shut down. I'm sorry. I know it's going to upset a lot of people that depend on government stuff. But you know what? At the end of the day, the government has been warring against the people anyway. Look, they're bringing in these illegals right now, paying $2,200 a month per person. You put 10 of those in an apartment, which is fine with them. They're used to living like that. Now you got, you know, 10 illegals, $2,200 a month, $22,000 a month. They're going to live nicely. They're going to live a lot nicer than the Americans getting $1,400 a month on Social Security. So the replacement population, like you said, on these frames, they're coming in. It's going to be a very nice life for these people. They're far a lot better than where they're coming from. Let's face it, when Venezuela crashed and burned, their best and brightest left early on, and they were leaving before the country went up in flames. Now, Venezuela's entering their prisons, and they're sending us their work. They're not sending us the doctors, the lawyers, the bankers. They're sending us the criminals, the hardened criminals, the gang members that only know how to rape, intelligence, and steal their way through life. And, you know, when they get handed $22 a month, that's going to give them the opportunity to go out and buy some really nice, powerful, high-powered weapons to come and ravage even more. So if you think you're going to be able to sit back in your house and watch a football game and sit on Instagram all day, and these people have made a concerted effort to go through hell and fire and brimstone to get here, coming out of the jungles and the Darien Gap between Colombia and Panama, you don't think they're going to come knock on your door with a high-powered gun and take everything you have? Hell yeah, they are. They're doing it to each other. They're robbing each other in the middle of the jungle. They're robbing each other in these camps. You know, the rare Indians have been overrun. They've had stood up a whole new economy, a whole new ecosystem around the migrant population that is now on the verge of destroying their way of life because of human migration. But human migration happened on necessity. It wasn't because it was forced. It wasn't because they were lured with the promises of money, and they're getting the money, believe me. It wasn't because they had coordinated NGOs. You know, Ben did some incredible work with Oscar Blue in the jungle over the last week up there, and, you know, they were put to the limits. They were stressed to the limits with the conditions up there, the dead bodies that they witnessed.
Yeah.
You know, and again, this is, I know, blah, blah, this crap.
I mean, it's literally everything Ann just said, people would be like, oh, well, that's not actually happening. No, that's literally happening, folks. That's not just rhetoric. Venezuela emptied its prisons and sent them to our southern border. There are literal boatloads, trainloads, busloads, plane loads. And so we're about to take a break, Ann, but let me ask you this. It's like we live in Austin here. It's been one of the most booming metropolis cities in America for about a decade now. I could drive like 10, 15 miles out of the city, and there's big housing development structures being built. You know, and so what does that mean? Well, that means there's a booming industry here and people are moving here. So they build these developments. And yet all of them pale in comparison to the development that they're building for illegal immigrants just north of Houston. So it's like, how do we not see that this is an industry? This is literally an illegal immigration industry, a criminal industry, the Biden administration facilitating it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Owen, I know you report on transhumanism, right? So when you consider they're going to replace the white collar job with AI, right? You don't need engineers and AI to build your infrastructure or whatever it is. What you need is people that will go out in the field and do the heavy lifting and the work and the construction. They haven't perfected robots yet. So that community right there, Abbott City, as Michael and I call it, and as the Daily Wire did a hell of great job reporting, incredible job reporting, and I wrote a masterful article on the Twitter thread on it. When you can put that replacement population there, and for $2,200 a month, they can buy a house with almost zero down and live in a, you know, slumlord conditions, which is basically better than where they came from. Oh, and by the way, the state-of-the-art schools they built, three or four gorgeous, brand-new state-of-the-art campuses.
Oh yeah, this is better than what the average American in Baltimore or in Chicago or in St. Louis or in San Francisco. This is a better living condition, better education school than they'll have. Ann Vandersteel is my guest. We got a short break coming up. I want to ask Ann a couple more questions on the other side of this break. Folks, I mean, if you're seeing this, you know how bad it is.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.